place. Yeah, yeah. Love me judge, yeah. You know your love turn me up like never. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly, fly in the sky in the night. Put me in your arms and your love and your life. I'm on your way right now.
Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Sino Metal stocks spill 30 times larger than first reported.
Stakeholders demand quick assurance of statutory instruments needed to implement the Access to Information Act.
In international news, U.S. approves the $346 million weapons sale to Nigeria to fight terrorism.
And in sports news, Kenya's Chan 2024 quarterfinal hosting rights at risk over fan riot.
And now, the Power FM News.
And with upfront and reliable news every day, we're joined by Shekinah Sakala and Grace Wanji. An independent assessment has found the toxic spill from the waste dam collapse at Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, a Chinese state-owned copper mine near Kitwe, released 1.5 million tons of hazardous sludge, 30 times more than the official figure of 50,000 tons reported by both government and the company. The occurrence ranks among the worst mining disasters in global history. According to a Bloomberg article published on 13th August, the findings contained in a June 3rd letter by Drizit Zambia Limited, the environmental risk mitigation company hired to assess the February 18th breach, describe the disaster as a large-scale environmental catastrophe threatening drinking water, fishing stocks, farmland and ecosystems downstream. The waste containing sulfuric acid and toxic heavy metals such as arsenic, cyanide and uranium flowed into the Mwambashi River, a tributary of the Kafue River, Zambia's key water source and home to Zambia's largest national park, Kafue National Park. Preliminary pH readings in the river were as low as 1, extreme acidity capable of dissolving human bone. While the government has publicly declared the situation has been normalized and pH levels have returned to safe ranges, Drizzt's report warns of persistent long-term threats from heavy metals that will continue to endanger human, animal and environmental health unless urgently removed. The U.S. Embassy, citing newly available information, recently withdrew personnel from Kitwe and surrounding areas. U.S. Ambassador Michael Gonzalez warned staff that the disaster could rank as the sixth worst disaster in history and that without immediate intervention, the consequences for future generations of Zambians will be severe and long-lasting.
In another special development, the Access to Information Coalition has urged government to quickly issue and gazette the statutory instrument needed to implement the Access to Information Act. Speaking on behalf of the coalition chairperson, Father Daniel Mutale warns that the compliance window closes on the 21st of December 2025, and coalition vice chairperson Kesnirenda warns that the delay risks forestalling the roadmap for the Act's implementation and undermining the public's right to access information and portraying Zambia as lacking commitment to operationalize the ATI law. He further cautions that failure to act in time would amount to a breach of constitutional principles as well as regional and international treaties to which Zambia is a signatory. The coalition is also calling on the Human Rights Commission to issue guidelines to help information holders meet their obligations.
For the steady progress made since the enactment of the Access to Information Act, particularly the recent approval of the draft regulations by Cabinet. This approval of the ATI regulations by Cabinet triggered a lot of anxiety and excitement among the citizens of the Republic of Zambia. However, we are deeply concerned that the statutory instrument, SI, which gives legal effect to both the regulations and the rules under the ATI Act and facilitates its full implementation, has not yet been issued, especially noting that the compliance window as espoused in the Act itself is slowly drawing near or to a close.
A sign language interpreter has called for the introduction of sign language interpreters in all public institutions. Speaking to PowerFM News, Memory Zulu has expressed concern that there are few interpreters in public institutions. The situation, she says, is disadvantaging individuals with hearing challenges. Ms. Zulu has observed that persons with hearing impairment are struggling to access various services from public institutions due to the lack of sign language interpreters. She has since challenged officials in public offices to ensure that they have sign language interpreters available to assist persons with hearing problems.
Involving sign language interpreters is important in all events so that the information is given to them and they also feel a part of the community, because we should remember to say human rights has one right that says a right to language. Their language is sign language. So we have to remember that and incorporate them. Even churches have to do that. They also have to start engaging sign language interpreters so that at least the deaf people don't feel left out. Some of them don't go to church because there are no sign language interpreters in their respective churches.
In entertainment news, Akate Kalabatembo, a former gospel singer now an interior designer, says the continued lifestyle projection by most of musicians in Zambia is causing serious problems in their lives as they cannot comprehend with the reality, leading them not only to depression but also craving for stealing. Speaking during the Kenny T one-on-one podcast yesterday, Akate said he never viewed music art as a career, emphasizing that Zambia music industry is characterized by pretense, a potential risk to depression. He noted with concern that the local musicians are good in building firm yet not good at building their brands as well as monetizing their skills.
Music to be like, this is my career, I'm going to feed my children out of this. Maybe now, maybe music is doing fine now, but a number of artists, I think you have a lot of friends who are artists, a number of artists, tell them to be very honest with you. Check them if they're doing fine. The answer is no.
So there's a lot of pretending.
There's a lot of pretense. And this pretense has made people to steal. This pretense has made people to be depressed, because remember, these are your own personal problems that you can't share, because the world there view you as a different person. Even if you want to go and look for a job at the garage, a filling station, you can't, because the whole arcade standing putting petrol at the filling station, how are they going to look at me? So I rather starve than being seen in a certain place, because I have an image I've created out there. And this is killing a lot of artists. If artists can come out open, you're starting talk. Guys, give me this, I'm pushing. So if you find me walking, don't be surprised.
In international news, the U.S. approved the sale of $346 million United States dollars worth of munitions, bombs, and precision rockets to Nigeria to help its West African ally combat a surge in terrorist violence. The deal will support the foreign policy.